A federal court in Buffalo today will hear the prosecution's arguments in favor of keeping six accused Al-Qaeda supporters in jail. The six Muslim residents of a Buffalo suburb were arrested last week. They pleaded not guilty, and for the past 2 days, defense attorneys have been asking the federal judge to grant bail. The lawyers say the accused are pillars of their community and would not be a flight risk. NPR's Jackie Northam reports from Buffalo.
Six defense lawyers spent yesterday afternoon trying to unravel the case the government laid out against the suspects the day before. They said the federal prosecutors had not made their case that the men presented a flight risk or were a danger to the community. Several of the defense lawyers said even if their clients did travel to an Al-Qaeda training camp in Afghanistan, it was more than 16 months ago, and there was no reason to believe they still had ties to the terrorist group. Joseph Latona, a defense lawyer, said he believed federal investigators had some of the accused under both electronic and physical surveillance since June 2001.
Number one, there's no doubt in my mind, based on my experience and the magnitude of this case, that it happened. It happened thoroughly. And I think the fact that the government never mentioned anything about that in its proffer yesterday indicated that all of that surveillance amounted to a big round zero.
Judge H. Kenneth Schrader has questioned lawyers on both sides hard while they present their case, and often reiterates how the eyes of the world are watching the proceedings and that the suspect's constitutional rights must be upheld. So far, the hearing, just to determine if the men should be let out on bail, has stretched out over two long afternoons. James Harrington, one of the defense lawyers, says it's unusual to take this much time at a bail hearing.
I clearly think it's 9/11 because the maximum sentence in this case is 15 years. We deal with cases every day where people are potentially could face 40, 50, even life sentences. So that obviously it's the nature of the case that's caused so much concern in this.
The defense lawyers took the luxury of time offered by the judge to paint their clients as solid members of their community in Lackawanna, a Buffalo suburb. And they said each suspect would be able to draw as much as $600,000 in bail from friends and family willing to put up their homes and businesses. Defense lawyers say that would make the suspects less of a flight risk. The prosecution will have the opportunity to give its rebuttal later today. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Buffalo.